Switch map? Why not restart observable? A tiny snark-free jamboree. Switch map is a strange name for anything outside of the reactive programming community. In the reactive programming community, it is a combination of two meanings, where switch always refers to observable, and map means change one thing into another. You may not use the correct name, which is restart or swap observable, because you will then fail to speak the same language as the members of the functional reactive programming communities. And just how are you supposed to know the strange meanings and the subset of English language? That is illustrated by a quote from the 1991 Point Break surfer movie. Well, look at them. They're like some kind of tribe. They've got their own language. So you either have to practice a lot or start stalking the community for long enough. I once saw a piece of code that I couldn't read. It contained map, reduce, and filter. And it looked to me like jewelry. It took weeks of being mindful of existence of map and reduce to finally click with it. And in my case, start writing CouchDB queries, which some consider to be a fireable offense on par with speaking the F word to the next upper ranking employee. As beautiful as that map and reduce code was, it actually kind of hurt me. It told me I was left out and not capable of higher beauty. The word switch simply gained its significance for me when I saw that it only refers to observables. And there are just three operators: switch map, switch map 2, and switch all, whose marble diagram is the F word illustrated. Functional reactive programming is never necessary, but it is the beautiful magic of a sorceress or enchantress or a wizard. It is the escape from the mundane. It is how you rise above prestigious small-minded men who think that they have it all. I think there are very few people in the world who just want to become programmers. Deep down within all of us is the wish to become a great wizard. The mastery of functional reactive programming is the short way to get there. Finally, the useful part. I will always recommend that you learn functional reactive programming by building your own functional reactive programming system on top of the language of your choice. And you can see how that eases you into the community where you can pick up the proper language. But if you are looking to learn reactive programming in JavaScript right now, real quick, then I recommend glancing at the Observables proposal from the Web Incubator Community Group. They do not have the Observable class itself. That you will find at the Technical Committee 39 Observable proposal, both of which I link. Aside from the Web Incubator community showing you really nice code examples alongside their ugly imperative versions, they also name the 15 essential functions that you can start with, an extremely familiar list to the JavaScript programmer that is nowhere as nearly overwhelming as the Rx operators. I will close this text by naming the 15 of them for you. From, as in from event, map, flat map, filter, reduce, take until, drop, sum, every, find, for each two array catch and finally.